And I bet you he'll have something to say about this this whole thing of Biden announcing, the Biden administration announcing that January 4th is the deadline for companies with 100 employees to get vaccinated or else, or be fined. Is that right? Be fined 14 grand? Woof. This is getting real serious. And you're going to have people marching in the streets. This Freedom of Choice march that's coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock, beginning at the Aria, is going to be amazing. Nevada, or I'm sorry, Las Vegas, Freedom of Choice. Check it out. Google it. And be a part of what's going to be, I think, history in the making. This is going to be a big rally. They've had tens of thousands. This may be even bigger than that. And I would urge you to make sure that you're out there tomorrow and be a part of what is going to be a really historic. People taking to the streets and saying, we're just not going to take this. We're not going to be bullied by our government. And again, this goes back to what we were talking about with Victoria Seaman, and we've talked about it with Stavros Anthony, the fact that they actually work for us. And Glenn Youngkin, I think, hinted at the same thing, that he works for us, and he's going to try and hit the ground running on day one, and they're already working for the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Stay with us. Man, I tell you, we got a big, big show coming up. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
I'm John Scott. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy predicting his party could flip more than 60 House seats in next year's midterm elections. Bernie Bennett has more.
McCarthy and his GOP conference will be looking to replicate the Youngkin victory in congressional races across the country next year. He says Republicans warned Speaker Nancy Pelosi her policies were losing with the public.
We have warned Speaker Pelosi almost every day that she's been in the majority this year.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Democrat policies failed to win.
That kind of big government socialism was rejected overwhelmingly by the voters in Virginia.
Republicans need to flip only a handful of seats in 2022 to take back the majority. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, during a Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee hearing, ranking member Republican Richard Burr tells federal health officials that COVID vaccination mandates are not the right path.
I urge all of you, back away from mandates, and instead, use your platforms to educate, encourage, inform. Don't be divisive.
Meanwhile, Republican governors, lawmakers, and attorneys general already forming a wall of opposition to President Biden's plan to require vaccinations or COVID-19 testing to all private employers of 100 workers or more. They've adopted laws to exempt employers in their states, promised lawsuits, and in some cases ensuring that workers who are fired for refusing a vaccine will have access to unemployment insurance. Russian analyst Igor Danchenko, who provided information for a dossier of research used during the Trump-Russia investigation, has been charged with lying to the FBI. The case brought as part of special counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's probe into ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. This is townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Everybody out there, you're a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Britain is the first country to okay.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resorts is looking to unload the Mirage. Company CEO Bill Hornbuckle says they're in the early stages of selling the property, but did not mention any potential buyers or the asking price for the Las Vegas Strip property. Originally built by Steve Wynn, the Mirage opened in November 1989 and ushered in the mega resort era on the Strip. MGM bought that resort in 2000. Now, if you want to watch a Runner Rebels game at the Thomas and Mack Center this year, you got to be vaccinated. UNLV officials say that you'll need to provide proof of being fully vaccinated beginning November 10th when the Rebels open their season in 2021/22. Former Las Vegas Raiders player Henry Ruggs is back home after posting bond in connection with that fiery crash which killed 23-year-old Tina Tenter. Justice of the Peace Joe Bonaventure ordered Ruggs held on $150,000 bail and the highest level of electronic monitoring. Prosecutors claim the 22-year-old was driving his 2020 Corvette at 156 miles per hour before hitting that SUV, causing it to burst into flames.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, no delays on the 215 Beltway. You're up to freeway speeds on the 95. You're a little slower through the resort corridor of the 15, averaging about 45 miles both directions through there. And remember lane restrictions, slowing things down at the Spaghetti Bowl. That's 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour, live and local for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Good to have you with us. The breaking news today, the Biden administration saying January 4th is the deadline for companies with 100 or more employees to make sure everybody is vaccinated. What does this mean for small businesses around the country and here in Southern Nevada? And what does it mean now that we know that 5 to 11-year-olds are being jabbed with the vaccine? What does this mean for vaccine mandates for them? Will we end up having a deal where you can't take your child to first or second grade unless they've been fully vaccinated? Let's check in with Dr. Michelle Barron. She is with the Association of American Medical Colleges, and she is an infectious disease expert. Dr. Barron, can you bring us up to speed on where we are, what the FDA and the CDC has done just in the last few days?
Sure, yeah. So they reviewed all the evidence related to the studies with Pfizer vaccine in ages 5 to 11, and they have granted emergency use authorization, which means that people are starting to get their vaccines that are in those age groups.
Tell me what kind of research they did. I mean, these studies have not been going on all that long, and a lot of people are questioning, how much do we really know about this stuff and what it'll do to a kid 5 to 11?
Sure. So they've actually been going on for over a year. And actually, some of the initial results were actually not held, but they said the study had to actually continue a little bit longer because of this concern about, is there going to be different side effects in children versus adults just because their immune systems are just much more apt to respond. And the good news is that by waiting, I think they have really good data that suggests, A, the vaccines work, and B, that the vaccines are very safe. They did not see any severe consequences from a child receiving the vaccine in terms of adverse events.
I want to ask you, because I'll be honest with you, I have gotten the Pfizer vaccine twice. I have not gone in to get the booster, but I probably will this weekend. So I'm a guy that believes in the science of this, but I have a lot of friends who simply say, you know, how do I know what the repercussions will be a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 10 years from now? Will there be something that'll kill me down the road as a result of taking this vaccine now? How do we know if women will have trouble getting pregnant? If there will be heart issues or lung issues that will ensue not today or tomorrow, but 3 years from now, 5 years from now, because we haven't done the research on 3 to 5 years, have we?
So certainly we haven't done it with these specific vaccines because obviously they haven't been available that long. But I can certainly say that they have been looking at this prospectively from the beginning of the clinical trials, which now we're almost 2 years in, and women have been getting pregnant. A lot of the data that has looked at this suggests that what you're reading on the internet is probably not accurate. I also want to be really clear. The vaccine does not enter your bloodstream. It stays in your arm. It doesn't float. The immune response, obviously, is systemic, which means the chemicals in your blood that your body produces to either generate a response or to protect you come through. But none of the vaccine goes to your reproductive organs, never ends up there. They've done lots of good studies in pregnancy as well as in men who are looking at sperm counts, and all of this suggests it's normal. So I think the fear of that, obviously the unknown is always scary, but the reality is that COVID is still here. It is still hospitalizing individuals. If you're unvaccinated, you are so much higher risk of dying or having a hospitalization that also, I think you want to think of that in context as well.
So why can't we get more than 58% of the nation vaccinated? Why? I mean, do you have a feel for why it is Americans just aren't buying into it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different reasons. Some is what you said. It's a concern about what it happens long term. What are the things that we don't know? Some of it has obviously become a politicized, and there's certain sort of thoughts on that as well, is that this is, you know, some way of controlling what we do, and some people just don't like to be told what to do and will not do it. So I get that too. I think there are a lot of the patients that I've seen in the hospital that are unvaccinated and now have COVID. I've asked them, I said, why did you not get a vaccine? And a lot of it is stemming from fear and from some of the misinformation. Some of them also just didn't think they'd ever get COVID. They're like, you know, I'm pretty healthy and I work out, and I just didn't think I'd be the guy that would get sick from this. And now I wish I had known.
I'm wondering, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx before him, and so many of these people that we've seen on television are being questioned. Some are saying that Dr. Fauci should be arrested and tried for all kinds of different crimes. My question to you is, why is it you think that we are questioning the science? And is it okay to question the science?
Oh, absolutely we should question the science. I question the science. I think there's two things that happened in the pandemic that unfortunately are hard to undo. One is that there was a lot of information coming out quickly and it changed. And I don't think that there was sort of put out there from the beginning, this is going to change. We may not have it right now, but we will do the best with what we know, and we will change as we need to once we get better information or more information. I think doing nothing would have not been the right option either. And I think that ties into the other piece of this in terms of the trusting the science is, science has never been complete, or at least medicine is not black and white. There are big chunks of gray. There are a lot of things that we do that we don't know 100% they will work. Nothing works 100%. But I think that got lost too. A lot of the messaging that went out was that it's either this or it's that. And most of the people that work in the scientific community question that policy as well. We're like, what? What do you mean? There's a lot of in between. And that just never got discussed. So I know it makes people anxious when there's all this back and forth and scientists are arguing. That's a good thing. That's an amazing thing, because that's how we progress. That's how we make sure that our blind spots are being addressed, because we all have them.
Again, Dr. Michelle Barron joining us from the Association of American Medical Colleges. She's an infectious disease expert, and I keep going back to this thing where I think what has happened, and it goes back to the Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx days, is that there were people in that era that just refused to say, I don't know. I don't know what the next step is. I don't know if masks are good or bad. Is it possible that all these really smart scientists just didn't want to admit that they didn't know what the answer was to the COVID virus?
I can't obviously answer for them, but yes, I agree with you. And actually, I use that often, where I'm like, I really don't know. The running joke is I have a magic eight ball on my desk, and I say, let's ask the magic eight ball what the answer
is. Oh, I love that. I love that.
And it's one of those things, because it's real. I'm like, I don't know the answer. I said, I can tell you what I think might happen, but I could be completely wrong. And actually, at the beginning of this, I told my colleague, who was working very closely with me on the whole, what are we going to do? I told her, I said, I'm going to tell you two things. I said, first, we're going to be wrong a lot. I said, the second thing you need to know is that we'll fix it. So when we're wrong because we, you know, got new information that suggested we were going down the wrong path, we fix it and we acknowledge it. I said, and that's how we're going to get through this, is because people will see that we're doing things different. We have to explain the why. Like, at the time we knew it, now we don't. we know better, and we move on. And it seems to have been pretty effective in terms of, at least at my institution, we've done pretty well in terms of people feeling like, okay, we're on the right path.
The biggest question as we now approach the holidays is, when are we going to be able to get rid of these stupid masks? I mean, is that anytime soon, or is it in the spring, or is it when we get to the hot weather in the summer? When can we get rid of the masks?
Can I ask my magic eight ball? The answer is, it depends on what actually is going on in your life, and I don't think there's a one answer for this. Masks can certainly, in the healthcare setting, serve a different role than they do when you're out and about in the community, at the grocery store, or a big event. And I think a lot of this has to do with your own individual risk. If you have a weakened immune system, you're more likely to catch viruses and get infected with COVID than somebody who's healthy. And so I tell everybody to be pragmatic about this in terms of just thinking through, what is my risk of, if I got COVID, what would that be like? And if you're vaccinated, that goes down significantly to almost, not zero, but pretty low. So do you still need to wear a mask? Probably not. But if I had a weakened immune system, maybe I should wear it just to protect myself. What if I have somebody in my household who I need to protect? So I think there's lots of layers to this. And I think, though, the mask issue is a big one, because it's this one-size-fits-all approach, which isn't actually the way it should be, if you ask me.
What is your recommendation to my listeners relative to Thanksgiving feasts and get-togethers and Christmas parties and things like that?
Yeah, so again, I think this goes back to what makes sense for you. I think the main thing is to sort of have whatever rules you want to abide by, that you talk about them ahead of time. So in my household, because of what I do, it's a pretty strict, if you're not vaccinated, you don't enter my house. Does that work for everybody? Probably not, and doesn't necessarily have to work that way. But I think you want to have a discussion so you don't show up at somebody's house or with your family and have them saying, oh, I assumed you were on this side of the whatever the argument might be, and now you're sort of stuck trying to figure out, how do I manage this dysfunction that sometimes happens already at holidays.
In a final couple of minutes, a lot of us have heard of the term herd immunity, and we originally were told that herd immunity would happen when 70% of our nation got the vaccine. I don't hear about it quite as much now as I did probably 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, but I'm curious, is 70% still the benchmark that we should be shooting for?
Yeah, I think that's still a great question that I don't think has been fully answered. I think that 70% is certainly a lofty goal. I don't think we have the definitive answer as to what it is. We know with some other types of viruses, like measles, you have to be at 98% to get it. Do I think that we're going to need to be at 98% vaccination to get COVID done? Probably not, because we have other respiratory viruses that the 70% range is about right, but I think the thing that's made us all sort of rethink this was the introduction of Delta variant, and that kind of threw us all for a loop in terms of how much more infectious it was, and it was just a little different, that the threshold of spread. So it's a numbers game, right? If you have something that can infect 10 more people than the original strain, then even 30% is still a lot of people that then can get infected and spread it, whereas you had more margin of error when it was less infectious. I hope that makes sense.
And will there ever be a time when we aren't checking for the latest variant?
Yeah, I think so. I think at some point we will have this kind of behave more like the flu, where I bet most people don't know what strain of flu is circulating from year to year. Someone like me would know, because we obviously have to pay attention, but it'll be in the background while we'll know about it, that we won't have all the sort of drama maybe around what's circulating or what might be taking over.
Dr. Barron, I want to thank you for joining us and shedding some light on this. You're an infectious disease expert, and we certainly honor that. I will tell you, people are getting very, very frustrated, and they just want this nightmare to be over. Thank you so much. If folks want to know more about your organization, the Association of American Medical Colleges, where can they go? You have a website or Facebook page?
We do. It's the AAMC. And you just Google that. You'll find our webpage. We have lots of nice links to give you information and some testimonials about different people's thoughts on this. And really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dr. Barron. I appreciate it. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
There you go. Dr. Michelle Barron. She's with the Association of American Medical Colleges. And I refer to that as expert testimony, even if it's based off an eight ball. Can't believe she brought that up. Not once, but twice. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. For as long as I can remember, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with colleagues during important business meetings, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway. Safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. Repairsmith.com, code QUOTE.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.